North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to a very special edition of The Mark Wyatt Show, and the reason that I say it's special is because I've had Jennifer Kennedy on the show several times now. A kidney for Jennifer. We've tried to help her find a donor, and thankfully, she has now found a very special donor. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Jennifer Kennedy.
Thank you for having me.
Please tell listeners about this individual who has decided to donate a kidney to you.
She is my niece, my oldest sister's first child, which is a miracle in itself that she does not have the disease that we have, because out of 8 grandchildren on my side of the family, there are 4 of them that have the disease, and 2 of them are her sisters. So it's just a miracle in itself. Her name is Alicia, and she is a beautiful, awesome person.
Well, we certainly thank Alicia for stepping up. And as we've talked about before in the interviews, you were not having to go to dialysis, but ultimately you did have to start going, correct?
I did. I actually started October the 19th with my first day of dialysis, and I go 3 days a week.
How is that for you, Jennifer?
It's okay. It's a little stressful because I miss work, and it takes about 4 hours out of my day, but you learn to adapt. It is a very time consuming. It is mentally and physically draining, but like I said, you learn to adapt.
So in October, you started the dialysis. At what point did you know that Alicia was going to donate her kidney to you?
Well, we started the process. She actually started the process back in February or March, and they sent her a DNA kit to test her genes to make sure that she did not have the disease, and we found out in September that she was a good candidate, and we started working on it then.
Incredible. How did it make you feel to know that you had someone in your corner this way that was willing to donate this gift to you?
Oh, it is a blessing. It is. It's not. It's a feeling that you just. You know everything's going to be all right. It's a blessing, and it's all because of that one person.
So you have a kidney transplant coming up, and Alicia will be there as well, obviously. What is the schedule for you to receive this gift?
It is scheduled for Friday, January the 7th.
Wow. Right around the corner. What type of planning do you have to make to get ready for this surgery?
Oh, I've got appointments all week. Tests, x-rays, and chest x-rays, EKGs, and I have to meet with an anesthesiologist. I am booked every single day up until the day of.
What is the prognosis that the medical team's giving you as far as getting the kidney? I'm sure that they make you aware of some things when you get the donation. What is the prognosis moving forward?
You know, I'm sure there's that 50-50 chance that there, you know, it could not work, and the 50% chance that it could work, or hopefully they really haven't given me one. I'm hoping we talk about that. I actually have an appointment with the transplant clinic on Wednesday, and I hope we talk about it then.
Well, I know it can be nerve-wracking. It's exciting. You've been waiting for a very long time. You were at stage 4 or 5. Did we say when we did our interviews before, was it stage 4 or 5?
Stage 4.
Stage 4 kidney failure.
And then I hit stage 5 pretty quick after that.
Wow.
Which put me in dialysis.
Incredible. And because of the surgery, because of the travel and other expenses associated with this, you're going to need some financial help, right?
I am. I don't have very many sick days or vacation days because I've already had to use those when I had to go in the hospital back in November. And, I have high deductibles, and I'll be responsible for those deductibles. So I'm going to have probably maybe 6 weeks where I won't get a paycheck. And my insurance and everything comes out of my paycheck. So, and we're looking, short-term disability may not pick up because it won't be a year before the effective date. So that's the other thing.
Right now we're talking to Jennifer Kennedy, and she has had great news because of a niece, Alicia, who is donating a kidney to Jennifer. This is going to happen on the 7th, which is a Friday. We're very excited for Jennifer that she has found a donor. I know that this is a huge burden that she's carried with her, and we want to try to help this family moving forward. It's going to take some money to be able to handle not being at work, the expenses that go with it. Jennifer, if you'll stick with me, we'll talk about how people can help this effort financially, okay?
Okay.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Jennifer Kennedy. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. This is a great day here on the Mark White Show as we celebrate Jennifer Kennedy receiving a kidney donation. This is happening on Friday, January the 7th, thanks to her niece Alicia. Now, I reached out to Jennifer again because she's been on the show several times to talk about needing a kidney, and now she has a donor. But there are also expenses that will come with this, and we want to try to help the Kennedy family during this time. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jennifer Kennedy.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Always glad to have you, Jennifer. And the conversation will be adjusted moving forward because it won't be Jennifer needs a kidney. It will be Jennifer has a kidney. And so I'm looking forward to those conversations too.
Me too.
Now, you have a friend who stepped up, Kim Hill, another person who's in your corner, who started a fundraiser to try to help with some of these expenses, right?
Yes, she did. She's an awesome person.
How did Kim approach you to say, I would like to help organize a fundraiser for you?
She's like, hey, what do you need? What are you going to need? What kind of expenses are you going to have? I want to help you. So she just basically came to me and asked me and told me, hey, I want to help you. I want to set something up for you. What can we do?
And what is your relationship to Kim for her to want to do this for you?
She is my coworker and my friend.
Wow. What a coworker and what a friend.
Yes, she is awesome.
That's incredible. And this fundraiser has been set up through GoFundMe. It's called Kidney Transplant for Jennifer. Kim Hill has organized it. And she's wanting to help your family. And as we mentioned in the last segment, you're going to have to take off of work at least 6 weeks.
Yes. I've put in for 12 because, you know, they tell me you don't know. You don't know how long you're going to be off. So I put in for 12 weeks. I'm hoping that I don't have to take that long. But, you know, they tell me to prepare for the, not the worst, but prepare for the longest that you may need. So that's what we've done.
I know there are quite a few Mark White Show listeners who have followed a kidney for Jennifer really for a very long time, and they've been hoping and praying that you would receive this donation. And now here we are just a few days away of you actually having this happen. I mean, really, I'm getting emotional thinking about it because I know it's been a hard time for you, Jennifer. And I try to do the best I can helping people in situations like yours. And it makes me so happy when I see someone like Alicia step up and say that they want to do this for another person, this very special gift. It's really beyond anything that you would normally think of as a traditional gift. Someone is giving you their organ to allow you to live a better life.
Right. They're basically giving you life. People that don't believe that there are angels out there, there are angels out there. She's my angel.
It's incredible. So again, we want to thank Alicia, your niece, for stepping up to become a donor. And as I mentioned, Kim Hill has the GoFundMe, and I do want people to go to the GoFundMe and they can search Kidney Transplant for Jennifer. And that's also GoFundMe.com/kidney-transplant-for-Jennifer. And they can find this GoFundMe. I do want to encourage people to support this effort as you receive your kidney on Friday, January the 7th, and then the financial expenses that go with that. And I hope that this GoFundMe just does outstanding for you and your family.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Well, we're going to keep track of what's happening with you, Jennifer, and we do wish you well. We're praying for you on Friday and Alicia, too, as both of you go into surgery for this very special donation.
Thank you, Mark. I really do appreciate the prayers and you helping me get my story out there. You've helped a lot, and I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I feel like the Mark White Show's about, is just trying to make a difference in the lives of others. And I didn't know you, Jennifer. We've never met in person, but I know
right. What
your need is, and I knew what you needed, and we kept having conversation after conversation trying to help spread the word. And I'm just glad that there was a family member, someone within your circle who was willing to do this that fit the bill, if you will, for what you needed when it came to your kidney.
Right. Yes, me too. I thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show again, Jennifer Kennedy. And the next time we talk, I hope that you have a new kidney in your body.
Yes, amen.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Jennifer Kennedy and her niece Alicia. I'm so excited for Jennifer. I'm happy for her. I hope that you will pray for her on Friday and Alicia as they go through this surgery, a very special gift that Alicia is giving Jennifer. Here on the Mark White Show, we want you to share this show with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. We want this to impact your life, to encourage you, to inspire you. And I hope that you'll follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.